the Hard On Podcast, the podcast that's not about length, but how you use it. I am Sean Barnes. Also here with me tonight, for a change of pace, Jay Leonard. Nice of you to stop by.
Thanks for having me, man.
Yeah, absolutely. How you doing, man?
191 episodes.
191.
Have you done anything 191 times?
Well, yes.
All right. Take it easy.
But nothing of value.
So,
aside from this, is what I'm saying.
Bring it back up.
Jay, was it good for you? That's 191, guys.
Thank you. We'll just do this every one until we get to 200.
Until we get to 200. Yeah. The final nine episodes up to 200 are going to just be like, that was it. All right, get it in the can.
See you next week.
Man, how you doing?
I'm good.
Dude, you had a very successful barbecue.
Thank you.
They had the water slide. You and I were cornhole champions.
Oh, my God.
Destroyed the competition.
It was really bad for them.
That's an understatement,
too.
It
was a bad day.
And we had a comeback game, too. We had a game where they were, like, up by fucking 14 or some shit, and then we just rallied.
Yeah,
that's it. It was great.
That's it. I was more sober than I was last year. I didn't try to fight anybody.
That's good.
I didn't. There was no point in my day where I was naked and hugging a toilet. So I think all in all, it was a pretty successful event. So, you know, next year we go again. Next year I'm gonna get a tiki bar. They have blow up tiki bars.
Dude, that's not a terrible idea.
I know.
You get like a tiki bar. You can have somebody be like a bartender for it and everything.
Yeah, dress like Sam Malone. It's going to
be
a Cheers themed barbecue.
I'd go to that.
Yeah,
I'll be Diane.
I was hoping you'd be Lilith.
Oh.
Yeah.
I guess that's more my tempo.
Yes, it is more your tempo. That's a great call. I wonder if I subconsciously knew that, or maybe that's why we're friends.
Oh, Sean's the Lilith of the group.
I've been looking for a Lilith. It's 1990.
I saw something weird on my way here, and I don't know how I feel about it.
Okay.
No, there was a truck with a dog in the back of the truck.
Like in the bed of the truck?
Yeah. All
right.
And I feel like I've you know what's fucked up, though? I feel like I've had this exact conversation with you on here. But I saw it on the way here today, and it pissed me off. I feel like that's no place for a dog to be.
Yeah.
Just in the bed of a truck.
I don't know. Arguably, it's probably the place where the dog should be. I mean, like, since the history of dogs and trucks, I feel like they've always just put them in the back. I don't agree with it. I don't think it's good. I'm just saying, probably a lot of dogs have flown out of the back of left trucks.
That's what I'm saying, though. It looked like it had a leash on.
Yeah.
But, like, this thing was running around the back thing at a stoplight and shit. And, like, I remember the first time I saw this, that was on the Northway. That's a totally different situation than just rolling through town. But
you're up speaking, and it makes me think of the time you said about your back. What'd you say? Your back? Your butt front? In the play.
What the fuck are you talking about?
In the play.
P-U-S-S-Y.
Yes. Yeah. Yes.
Yeah, the car of good P-U-S-S-Y.
Yeah, that's behind. It. I'm behind.
And, no, but like...
What kind of dog was it?
Boxer.
All right. So it's a formidable dog.
Sure.
I agree with you. I don't agree with the practice.
I just think I couldn't even...
It's a little crazy.
Like, even if you think that's okay to do, if it were me, just the thought of what other people might think, I wouldn't do it. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I know.
Like I'm not saying that's what you should, you know, that's how you should set your bar, but like,
yeah.
I don't know, man. It seems kind of fucked up. Like that dog, there's no way that dog wasn't flying around all over the back and shit. I don't get it. I don't see why, like, and there's plenty of room up front with you.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Maybe he's just one of these guys that doesn't have a connection with his dog. It's like a working dog. You know, dogs have like a really great marketing team because they went from, like, they had a job when they started. Dogs were domesticated by slowly coming in to the fire,
right?
And they would say, you know, you'd give them a little bit of food and they'd hang out and they would alert us when other predators were around and shit. So they kind of, we had like a relationship.
It was a real give and take.
Yeah. It was like, hey, I respect your game. You respect my game. I'm going to give you some real bullshit food.
Right.
In turn, you're going to keep me and my family and my tribe safe. This is a good thing we have going. And at some point, the PR team took over and they became family members. And I've never not known them as that. I've always been really attached to every dog I ever had. And I fucking love dogs, but I got to know when it happened. Like, I want to know when it happened. Because I feel like if you watch TV, like old TV shows and shit, they just sort of treated them like working animals.
Right.
You know? They were like beast of burden.
Right.
You know? But then at some point, they became the character.
They became Old Yeller.
It went at some point. They became Eddie on Frasier.
Yeah.
It went from, to go back to Frasier, it went from, you know, the working dog on the farm.
Right.
To the dog on the sits on the recliner. And I just don't know when it happened.
Well, there's still, that's still out there.
The working dog?
The working dog is still out there.
Well, clearly. And I think that's who was in the back of that truck. But 50 years ago, 40 years ago, if somebody saw a dog in the back of the truck, they wouldn't even think about it.
Right. That's where you put your dog.
That's where your dog rides. Yeah, he gets the whole bed.
I guess I wouldn't have thought about it as much, too, if this dog wasn't running around in the back of this truck.
Trying to jump out of the moving truck?
No, I didn't see him trying to jump out, but I'm like, what if this dog jumps out? Something terrible could happen. That was my thought. So I'm driving it, like, extra cautiously because, like, I'm afraid that this dog's going to jump out into the street.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, my dog would fucking jump right out of the back of that truck.
Right.
You pull up to a stop sign, he's out.
So you think it's, like, it's almost like dog Darwinism, though? You know, like, in the way that we have created dumber people by with seatbelts and airbags and bike helmets, do you think we've done the same thing with dogs? You know, because, I mean, like, dogs, it feels like dogs used
to be... We've allowed dumber dogs to
exist. Yes, dogs used to be super tough, super smart, you know, super good with, like, the kids. They had a job. They were, like, nanny dogs. They all did different shit, and it was cool. And now, like, to your point, you know, Finn's like a house guy. He hangs out at home. He does his thing. Right. He chills with you guys. If he stopped, he would know. He'd just get out and run, you know? Do you think, like, one of those hard-working-ass, like, German shepherds on a farm would do some shit like that? Hell no. They'd be like, this is my ride, son.
Yeah.
This is what takes me into town. The guy who feeds me is driving it. I'm not separating myself from
this.
We're
going to go pick up a pack of smokes.
Yeah, probably a couple. Fine. Yeah, we're going to get a carton of smokes and maybe a 30 rack. He's going to go home. He's going to lay it down on the old lady. I'm going to hang out and wait for breakfast.
What kind of beer and cigarettes would a dog consume?
Real brands, or are we making them up?
Real brands.
Oh, well, it depends on the breed.
Okay. Working dog. Any working class. Blue-collar dog.
Blue-collar dog smokes Marbreds or Camel Straights.
I don't think the Camel. I'm with the Marbs, though. And I think... probably Bud Heavies, right?
Bud Heavies, yeah. No way around it.
Yeah.
Bush in the camo can during hunting season.
Sure. Yeah, I mean, they are hunting animals, right?
Yeah, as soon as that comes up, they're like, fucking, especially the Bloodhounds. The Bloodhounds wait for it all year. It's like their football season.
Right.
Like, they're just like, oh, shit, it's pregame. He's going into the woods to get in the tree stand. Ah! You know,
we're going to be heading over to Blue's house later. You're in for a real treat. He's got a row of every year's camo cans lying in the top of his refrigerator. It's a real neat thing to see. He's got every can since 2002 when they started that. You know what? Let's get it over there now. I really got to show you this.
Which makes that dog 17 years old, which is not bad.
He's doing all right.
For a bloodhound.
Sure. His daddy had a collection that contributed to it, but, I mean, he's really keeping the thing going for his family.
Yeah.
I'm really hoping they don't fall on hard times and he's got to return all those for the deposits.
Upward of 45 cents. You get a lot of kibble for 45 cents. Yeah, I don't know, man. I think dogs have... This is the dog's day. And the cats, too. Same shit. I have cats.
Well, the internet saved the cat, right? Not like the cats were not doing well.
I don't think the cats were in trouble.
Right.
But I feel
grumpy,
like...
Grumpy cat.
Yeah.
Like, grumpy cat, fucking...
I get why people don't like cats.
What are their cats? A piano cat? Nyan cat?
All the cats.
All the cats, man.
On Reddit. Reddit alone.
Yeah.
The SPCA should kick up to Reddit once in a while because they have to contribute to the adoption of thousands of cats a day. I get it, but they're dicks. They're dicks. They're dicks. They don't want anything to do with you until they want something to do with you. I was telling you this morning, I was brushing my teeth. My cat jumped in a litter box, showed me his ass, and started twerking it for me.
Right.
I realized he was just pooping.
That's all he was doing.
That's all he was doing. He doesn't cover his own shit. The other one comes, Antoine comes in. It's hilarious. Like, he'll shit and he'll leave. And then Antoine trots in and covers it for him. And then Dennis is like, Dennis will like look around the corner like, mm-hmm. And then as soon as like he's done covering it, Dennis just disappears like a pimp. He's just like, that's right. Cover that shit. And I've taken to putting him, Dennis, back in the box, and I grab his hand, his little paw, and I cover his shit with his own hand. I'm like, this is what you do, you idiot. And he's just like, nah, man, get off my pocket.
Right.
Like, this, that's what he's for. And then fucking, you know, Morris, it's like Morris Day and Jerome. It's crazy.
And Dennis is the younger cat, right?
Dennis is the older cat.
Oh, okay.
But he's the smaller cat.
Gotcha.
He just made it very apparent when it counted that that's his house and that there are some rules to live in here, you know? So it's, I get it. They're dicks. Dogs don't do shit like that. Dogs don't break down the other dog in the house morally, you know. They always seem so happy. They're just
territorial sometimes, maybe. But that's about it.
Pack
There's animals. No like a couple hours into it, they give up. They're like, "Fuck it, you're here, whatever. I don't care." Cats will like hold grudges against other cats for years.
Absolutely,
they'll be like, "Fuck that other cat.
Yeah,
I hate that other cat.
That cat's a real, real piece of shit." I get it. I get why people don't like them. But again, great marketing. You know who needs that marketing? Birds. Birds need that marketing.
Dude, fuck a bird, man. I'll never own a bird in my life.
I'm with you.
Never.
I'm with you 1,000%. I know one bird that I like. I know one person that owns a bird, and I like that bird.
How old's the bird?
25.
Exactly.
Oh, they live to their 80s. This bird is a generational pet. So, yeah, they live forever and ever. Like, you just have a bird.
Not
you have birds. You have a bird, and that's your fucking life mate. That's it. That's your bird. Your bird is with you.
I couldn't.
Like a freckle.
Fuck a bird, man.
Fuck a bird.
Like,
there's some pretty entertaining birds. I'm just saying that people were probably saying fuck a cat not too long ago. They're obnoxious. They're piss smells. Yeah, man. They scratch up your furniture. Like, there's a lot of shit that cats don't have going for them. They all puke, you know?
For sure.
Fur everywhere. Mm-hmm. The cat piss thing.
And they can get into anything.
Yeah. And they're natural little predators, so they're always dropping. If you have any mice or anything, like, you can wake up to a mess. There's a lot of shit that cats have going against them.
Right.
But the fucking marketing team took over and brought them to the forefront of the internet. And I think the birds, I mean, same shit, right? Some birds are fluffy.
No, some fuck birds every bird, man. I will never own a bird.
I'm with you on the not owning. I'm just saying that if the same marketing team was hired for it's kind of happening, right? The burb.
Suburb?
No, the introduction of the term burb on Reddit, right?
I don't know this.
Yeah, they're burbs. So everybody calls them burbs, and there's always these cute little
Doge and doggos.
Yes. That shit that I hate more than anything. So now they're burbs. So I feel like they're trying to kind of get in a little bit, you know. But
no, fuck.
Listen, man.
I don't care if it talks. I don't care if it fucking can fly around the house and like get my mail and shit. Fuck a bird. I don't know what like they're messy. They're gross. They're loud. I don't see how anybody has any interest in owning a bird. Like, I don't get it, man.
I mean, for me, the big thing about the bird is that the bird has one thing going for it, and you're taking it away because you want to have it in your house.
Right. The only purpose to owning a bird is to show you have control over that animal.
The thing that can do the one thing a bird can't do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That bird can fly.
Yeah. You can't fly.
Yeah, you're done.
You can't fly. So now you've caged this thing.
Dogs and cats can show companionship.
Yeah.
And I could see how, like, if you have a dog and you have a cat and you're like, fuck, you know what I mean? They make you feel good, and, like, maybe you're feeling lonely, and, like, they'll come and hang out with you and shit, and you can play with them and stuff. And I'm sure bird owners are like, oh, I love my fucking bird. That bird doesn't give a fuck about you.
I've seen a bird give a fuck.
You think so?
Firsthand. Yeah, I mean, I've seen it. I just don't like them. I like that bird. I like one bird. I like one bird.
What's the bird's name?
Caesar.
Was he alive when Caesar was alive?
They thought Caesar was a boy for the first 20 years of his life, or 24 years of his life, until it laid an egg one day.
It just randomly laid a fucking egg.
Randomly laid an egg.
28 years in.
Here's a great Caesar story. So Caesar grew up in Queens and moved up here when it was probably...
How'd he get here?
Took the train.
Didn't fly.
No. It was probably 13 or 14, whatever. So he lived up here, and he lived up in Caroga Lake, up in the mountains. got out one day, took off, flew away, mm-hmm. right? And he clipped the wings short enough, whatever. Bird took to flew away and made everybody really sad because by that point you've had this bird for like 14, 15 years or whatever it was.
Right.
Fucking bird's gone. So a couple days later, my buddy and his dad are in the middle of the lake in a boat. They're fishing. Overhead, there's a squadron of ducks. And in the back of the squadron of the ducks is this umbrella cockatoo. And Caesar looks down and recognizes his people and comes in for a water landing. Problem is that cockatoos don't have webbed feet.
Sure.
So Caesar kind of skipped across the water and then sank. Somebody jumped off the boat and dove down and pulled this sopping wet bird onto the boat, and it crawled on its elbows like a choking raptor and was like, rah, rah, completely confused why that shit didn't work for him and her. And I mean, you know, that's a great story.
That's a great fucking story.
It's a great story. So.
So they should make Homeward Bound, but with a bird.
They just got to hire the right people.
You know what? Yeah, maybe they need to make the right bird movie.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Pauly. That's a bird movie.
Yes, that and problem is that Jay Mourney's a prick, and everybody knows that.
Jay Mourney's a prick, and that bird's a prick. Yeah. The bird's an asshole in that movie.
Right.
That's the whole point of that movie, right, if I remember?
Yeah, but you wanna move away from that. You want to keep all that. You need, like, someone that America loves, like John C. Reilly. You need, like, you need somebody like that to be in a movie to push the bird agenda forward into the mainstream.
What's his name? Lin-Manuel Miranda.
Okay.
He'll play a bird in a movie, and everybody's going to want to go out and get a fucking cockatoo. Yeah.
Maybe he has a Canadian friend, and it could be played by, like, Jay Baruchel.
It's a fucking Canadian goose.
That's it. It's a goose. Yeah. Jay Baruchel. Or like Seth Rogen. He's the obvious, but I like Baruchel better.
Right. It's a little more subtle.
Yeah, right. It's not distracting. You know? That's it. That's not there. You know? Fuck a reptile.
I would own a reptile before a bird. 100%.
Not at all. I think I don't like the guys who own the reptiles more than I don't like the reptile itself. Like, reptiles are doing their own thing. I totally respect that.
Uh-huh.
They're just doing their own shit. They got tiny little lizard brains. I totally get it. Or whatever kind of reptile you're into. Snakes, fucking whatever.
Right.
Doing their fucking thing. It's the guys who own them and tarantulas and giant scorpions
and shit,
and all that shit. And they're like, look at my terrarium.
Things that require a terrarium and a heat lamp and shit.
You can guess that if you're staring at someone's terrarium, you can guess that you are within 25 feet of their leather jacket. That, I think that's a safe thing to assume.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, fuck those guys.
They drink a lot of Monster Energy.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, 3 or 4 a day, it's what gets them up. And those are the guys that say, like, yeah, man, I could sleep right after. I don't know. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
I can do monsters and go right to bed. I don't know, man. It's just me.
I don't know. The caffeine doesn't affect me.
Doesn't affect me. You know, alcohol doesn't affect me either, and neither does cold. So I can wear shorts in the winter. And
you know, not... unlike my buddy, Castro, the bearded lizard over here...
Castro.
I don't know.
It's good.
He has a heat lamp, you know, because sometimes he gets cold. He can't regulate his temperature, his body temperature. Let me teach you a thing about lizards. Let me teach you a fucking thing about
this.
They
all know everything about lizards. Yeah. Mm-hmm. They have to go to the store and buy crickets.
Oh, yeah.
And mice.
Fucking box of crickets. Fucking Tina came over and not let the crickets out. There's always crickets chirping in corners of the house because you never catch all of them.
You'll never catch all of them. There's no way. No. And they just keep mating and making more crickets. I've said many times, and I'll say it again, the best thing to do when you're going to leave an apartment that you dislike or a job that you hate is just buy a box of crickets on your way to work at the local bait and tackle shop and leave them in the ceiling. Just go into the bathroom, put them up in the drop ceiling, and that's all you got to do. And that place will be plagued forever.
Mm-hmm.
They'll never find them. They'll always be crickets.
You'll get a couple. You might even get most of them.
Sure.
You won't get all of them.
Yeah, I fucking hate people that do that. I hate people that have to go to the pet store to buy mice and shit. You know, like, for what? For my snake. Like, why do you have a snake? Oh, I love it. No, you don't. You don't love that snake.
I love it.
You don't love that snake, and that snake could not care less about you because that snake is a muscly little predator. That snake has no personality. And you'll never convince me ever that a snake has a personality. I don't give a shit. There are people like, look at my snake. It wraps around my arm and it's trying to kiss me. No, asshole. It thinks you're a tree, or B, it thinks that you're food. And that's all it gives a shit about. It doesn't like you. It's incapable of like. It's a fucking snake. Stop it.
Are snakes ever a good guy in a movie? You ever see a good guy that's a snake?
I rest my case. I rest your case.
Yeah. Fucking Jungle Book. Bad guy.
I just don't like
the Bible. Bad guy.
The Bible. I just don't like the whole affectation of the snake guy. You know, it's so like 80s metal. It's like every one of my friend's older brothers always had snakes.
Yeah,
and
no,
shit,
that's exactly, you know, what that shit is. And like, people who get into it get deep into it.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I remember my neighbor's little brother got into lizards and shit, and he had like one bearded lizard. And then it turned into things like, no, man, I'm going to breed them and I'm going to sell them. It's going to be great. And then like three lizards in, he's got like all these fucking lizards that he can't sell. He's like, no, I'm just going to raise them, man. I'm going to keep them. It's awesome.
Yeah, they're your kids.
Yeah, good for you, man.
Good for you. Good for you and your stinky, expensive lizard habit.
Like, what do you do with it? You don't play with it.
That's what I'm saying. What's the joy in a pet?
That so what is about like, fish, then? What are your thoughts on fish?
They're like plants. They're like wallpaper. Fish are wallpaper. Look, I am so empathetic that I don't kill bugs.
Right.
The thought of having to deal with fish dying every 2.5 days is just, I don't want to deal with that. And I don't want to try to get attached to a fish because it's a fish. And it's a fish in a tank, and that seems fucked up. I've seen Finding Nemo a bunch of times. They don't like that shit. They're not playing in there. They don't like it. They want to be outside. They want to be trying their luck. They want to be seafaring creatures or right. Wherever they're from. They don't care about the fucking castle.
Nobody's keeping a bass in their living room, though.
That's true. That's true. Salmon.
Yeah, right.
Spawning upstream.
Well, this is the downriver tank, and that's the upriver tank. It's really cool. I keep this one up on a shelf, and they just fucking leave.
You can catch them. Watch. Just sit here. Just sit here.
You just wait long enough. It's going to happen. Hey!
God, look at this little fucker. Yeah, nobody does that. But again, isn't it just like, can't you have that on a screensaver?
It's the same thing, right?
It's the same. Without the food and without the carcasses and without the expensive filters that break and the algae. And
right.
Like, come on, man.
We had a beta that survived 3 apartments.
Yeah.
Like,
that's impressive.
He went from Albany to our other apartment in Albany.
He almost said location.
Other location.
Like, you're a nobody beats the whiz. With locations in Albany, Schenectady.
And then he didn't survive the Schenectady. All the way through Schenectady, though.
Yeah. It's a tough town. It's a tough,
tough neighborhood.
It's a tough water town for a beta fish.
Yeah, but
something's up with that pH balance.
He made it a few years, though.
Good for him.
Yeah, man.
But doesn't that feel shitty? What do you get? You're getting out of your pets. You're getting companionship. You're getting... you know, that time at the end of the night, at least with the cats, they come up on the bed and they hang out, you know. I'll like lay in bed and all of a sudden I'll feel the weight of one, the fat one. He'll come up right. And he'll like, you know, cuddle down and shit. And that's fun. Like, I just scratch him and, you know, you're like, oh, look at you. You're doing your thing. I'm doing my thing. And right now we're doing our thing together. You know, it's kind of cool. What do you get from a monitor lizard or a fish or a snake? What do you get?
All you can do is look at it.
That's it. You're just looking at it and you're like, oh, look.
See, but I guess that's the same as like going to like an aquarium, right? But it's in your house, just on a smaller scale. Because I can sit and look at it, like fish in an aquarium like all day.
Yeah.
But I don't have to take care of it either. And I can literally just go in and be like, oh, that shit's cool.
They're
and
usually pretty exotic. Like, right, to your point, right. There's not like a giant goldfish tank at the Boston Aquarium.
Right.
You know, it's like, where else would you see these things?
Oh, and the next room is the domestic fish section.
Yeah. What would be a domestic fish? It would be like a beta fish. I mean,
it'd be betas and fucking
goldfish
and
what other fish do people have?
Dude, I don't know.
Guppies?
Is that a thing?
Yeah.
Oh, and there's the sea monkeys tent.
The sea monkeys.
Yeah, the sea monkeys.
Sure.
Or no, sea, what do they call?
Sea urchins?
No.
Sea monkeys.
Yeah, that's what I meant.
Yeah. No, you're right. Those goddamn sea monkeys.
Sea monkeys tank.
Yes.
Did I say tent?
You did.
The fuck was that?
I think, I don't know. It was making me think that you were thinking about the circus. Sea monkeys.
So, before we went on this fucking bullshit tirade about, we were talking about TV theme songs.
Yeah.
And we were watching this video that was like the 50 greatest TV themes of all time. It was all bullshit. The whole thing was awful.
Look.
Yeah.
It said top 50.
Mm-hmm.
Which to me and to you, I think we're in agreement here.
Yeah.
That's a ranking system.
Of course.
It's the top 50.
Yeah.
If it said 50, but the word top, that modifier of top, right. Said.
If they just said 50 of the greatest.
Right. Here's right. 50 tracks. Right.
They said top 50.
Yeah, the top 50. So that that leads us to think that 50 would be the end of the list,
mm-hmm.
and you know, the bottom of the list, and one would be the best. And we disagreed with most of them.
Oh, absolutely.
Started off with Friends.
Yeah, whether you're a Friends fan or not, do you really think that's the 50th least like memorable?
So I think at first I thought
most memorable, I should say.
At first I thought this. I made an assumption about the age of the poster, of the video creator,
uh-huh.
and I kind of stand by it all the way through the end. I think it was probably an older person,
yep.
who was impacted by the shows of their day, much like everyone was, in everyone's particular generation, and as a result, something like Friends, which was a classic for most people of a certain generation, ended up at the end of the list at 50, right? And then mm-hmm. as we progressed downward, as we got into those single digits, then you were seeing the heavy hitters, Bewitched,
All in the Family.
All in the Family, right. What was number one? What beat Cheers? What beat, I'm trying to think. There was like a lot of real weird shit on there.
MASH.
Yeah. Yeah, what beat all, Sean? What was the number one song on his list?
You know what's pathetic? I can't remember now.
The Waltons.
The Waltons, right. The fucking Waltons.
Jesus.
You could tell this is a very wholesome person.
Much a lot of UPN.
Dr. Quinn Medicine Woman was in the top five.
It was.
It was like number three.
That's your thing, right?
Dude.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What was her name?
Dr. Michaela Quinn. Oh, her real name is... Jane Seymour.
Jane Seymour.
Yeah.
I bet you
Jane fucking Seymour.
Jane fucking Seymour. My man's got a thing for older ladies.
Did mom make you feel your tits? From Wedding Crashers. Did mom make you feel her tits?
Gotta talk about
it. Okay, but you and I were looking at it, and we were trying to think of, like, who is the producers of all these shows, and we got looking at all this other stuff, and, oh, one of the TV themes was Young and the Restless.
Yeah.
And you were like, oh, this feels like, you know, staying home from school and shit. And I remember this. So explain, like, when you're a young kid, what's staying home from school for you?
TV-wise? Or, like what's the day?
What's the day, man?
The day. If I was really sick versus, like, playing hooky.
Sure.
I would convince my mother or grandmother to, like, make the couch my bed for the day. So they would put like a sheet down, like a fresh sheet down on the couch,
and
tuck it all in so it was nice and tight, and then put down like a comforter on top of it and bring my pillows out.
You had a whole thing.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And all like, my grandmother would like really get like, she'd put like a top sheet on it too. So, and it also always smelled like her, the drawers that it was kept in, like mm-hmm. it smelled like the fucking linen. And that's how I knew it was going to be a good day. And then I would just fucking sack out in front of the TV. And it would be like early morning dog shit TV, Price is Right and People's Court.
Yeah.
And things of that nature. Some talk show type shit. Straight into the lunch hour would happen, and then right after lunch there would be some
soap opera. Would you eat lunch?
Yeah, I mean, you know, yeah. That's how they fixed me when I was a kid. Just keep eating, you little porky bastard. So, yeah. Usually some, like, maybe like a, perhaps a grilled cheese and some soup, something along that lines.
Mm-hmm.
Bologna. There's a lot of bologna. It was weird.
So as a young boy, someone was home with you.
Yes. Always home with me. And then I would hang out there, and it would just be, it was just, the whole thing was about TV. And like my grandmother would go out to the store, and I'd be like, will you bring me back a comic book? She'd be like, totally. And she'd come back, and I'd have like comics. I would hang out and read them. And then there was that part in the day where everybody else would start to come around. And then it got not so fun because then it felt like I was just in regular time.
Yeah.
Like this, my stolen day was over.
Yeah.
But then I had a window right after dinner to go, all right, how sick are we?
Right.
Are we going to go for the double?
Can we go for a twofer?
Because the twofer's rare. But if you can pull off a twofer, mm-hmm. and then if that was the case, then I would hang out with her and we'd watch, like, CBS used to play, like our local affiliate used to play movies at night after the news.
Yeah,
so we would watch, like, I would watch, like, The Poseidon Adventure and, like, Towering Inferno and, like, all these crazy disaster movies. I would, or, like, Cocoon, Alien. Like, we would watch these movies on, like, CBS and everything, and they'd get over at, like, 2 o'clock in the morning. And I, like, she'd never make it all the way through. I'd look over at her, and she'd be like, nod, no. I'd be like, this is the best part. Wake up. But I was, you know, I knew I was golden because it was, you know.
Yeah, that was the best when you already knew. You already knew the day before. Yeah. Like, you know what? You should stay home again. Like, you know what? You're still feeling kind of,
yeah.
I can tell you're sick because your eyes are glassy and your palms are sweaty. So I'm like, oh shit! All right, mom, I guess I'm staying home tomorrow. I'm
super stoned.
My grandmother lived with us until she died, and so I think I was like 12 when she died, and so like before then, it was a similar situation. Heading out, like laying on the couch, TV on. Grandma had her like, this is the shit I watch every day.
Yeah, you're riding with me.
Yeah, this is what's happening. And but what come to happen was I got so used to that shit that, like, after she had died, like, I just kept watching the same shit if I was home alone. You know what I mean? Again, Price is Right. I think that's on everybody's list, right?
Yeah.
Fucking Price is Right.
Well, it's been on for 60 years, so everybody has been a part of it.
Right.
Everybody.
But
damn near
Maury was my shit.
All right.
Like, good Maury, because now Maury is just, like...
Lie detector tests,
like, and fucking DNA tests. Yeah. That's all it is now. But back in the day, it was like, oh, the world's fattest baby and shit like that. And, like, it's just a lot of, like, oh, I'm living a double life.
Yeah.
Or it was just, like, always this random ass... I mean, they're all fucking fake bullshit. You know what I mean?
I always believed Maury.
Yeah?
I don't know why. He had, like, I think it was because it was before Springer happened. And Springer was like the pro wrestling Vince McMahon of morning talk show type shit.
Of course.
And I feel
Jerry.
Yeah. But even that, I think, started off as an earnest endeavor. But eventually, they just start bringing it in. I think Maury just I think Maury's still real. I think that the people that are on it play it up. I think Maury's got too much integrity.
You think so?
Yeah, I think Maury's...
According to my high school history teacher.
Uh-huh.
And I don't know how factual any of this is, but it's all hearsay. So according to my high school history teacher, he was at a wedding that Maury was at.
Okay.
And he said, you know, hey, I like the show, you know? And Maury said, oh, you know they're all actors though, right?
I don't believe it.
I'm just saying.
I respect your story.
It was what I'm... You can take it for what you want. This is the story I was told.
I respect your story. And I respect your source. Mm-hmm. But all due respect, that is horse shit.
Yeah.
That is bullshit. Maury Povich says all his guest stories are real no matter how crazy. Quote, this is not Springer.
Great. Good for him. I'm just telling you.
And I think that's why it devolved into
what I was told.
Paternity tests and lie detectors.
Maybe my
lie detector determined? That is a lie. Yeah,
the lie detector. Can you pull up some Maury audio? It was always like everybody running out of the fucking room.
Ah, my God.
Yeah. And it was always like people yelling at the screen, like, no, you can tell it's his baby because of his nose.
And the whole thing is beeping.
Look at the nose.
And then somebody's in the fucking elevator. Somebody gets down to the street. This poor camera guy's got super long cords they're trying to follow.
And they just run into the back. That was always the best. They run
and collapse.
Oh, it was always sending bad kids to boot camp.
Yes.
That's what that shit was.
Yes. That's the greatest.
But fucking Maury fucking Povich. Oh, what is this?
When it comes to 4-year-old Shania, Joey, you are not.
Oh, shit.
That's not possible, Maury. It's not possible. Oh, no, she's crying. Maury's consoling. See, because Maury's a good guy. He's like, hey, whore, listen.
Maury is the Jesus Christ of our time.
3-month-old Nehemiah. Andrew, you are not.
Oh. And then there were some that are really feel really bad.
Well, there were the ones where like the guy would be like, "I'm going to care for this kid no matter
raise
what.
His baby.
I want him to be mine. I want her to be mine." But
those were the
father will be in this child's life.
I will take care of the kid.
Right.
I'm not taking care of her.
Wait, I'm going to send you to take care of your son.
When it comes to 5-month-old Elijah, what Johnny,
think? What do you think?
You are not.
Oh.
I love it. One runs left, one runs right. Somebody does a lap. The guy's doing push-ups. He's getting tossed around the crowd like Eddie Vedder circa 1994. Oh, it's great. It's great. But I always felt bad for the guy who wanted, like.
Oh yeah, the guy who wanted to be the dad.
Right. Like yeah. Him. Like his wife cheated, and they're in this relationship, and he's always wanted to believe. And then this is they. He's not, and he collapses and cries, and then she's like, "Baby, I'm so sorry." Oh, yeah. And then he somehow finds it to be like a man and gets up with a stiff upper lip. And he's like, "No, I'm going to take care of this baby." And the crowd cheers.
That's still like, my baby.
You don't fucking care. This crowd, they get in there for 3 or 4 episodes. You're never going to remember. You don't give a fuck about this guy.
Right. Ooh. And I loved it when the mom would always bring their mom. And they would always yell at the potential baby daddy, like, "You're gonna take care of my daughter?
You ain't shit.
Bring it on.
I waited 4 years for this, Murray.
Bring it on. Okay.
Oh,
when
shit.
It comes to 4-year-old Jairus, Malcolm, you are not.
Oh, Murray putting the stank on it, too. Ooh. You are not.
Oh, she's on the ground. She's on the ground. She's big girl. She's on the ground. Oh, she's on the ground. Oh, pimp down. Pimp down. Pimp down more, but more he's a caring man. Again, he gets right down and he's like, "Listen, hooker. Listen, shh, hooker. Shh, it's okay. You were juggling dick. Shh. It's time to admit it. The DNA test don't lie. It does lie, Maury."
And there were always the ones that was like, "Oh, she's back for the 5th time.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Like she had a litter.
Yeah, right.
Jesus.
She's like, "I know this time, Maury.
I am positive.
I am 100% sure.
I have had relations with only 18 men in this 45-day period." You got to put in work, man.
Eventually, the day's going to come where, like, a kid who had a DNA test on Maury is going to come back for the DNA test on their kid.
My God. The vicious cycle.
I wonder if that has happened. It's been long enough that shit could have happened by
definitely
now.
This shit's been going on for 20 plus years. I mean,
that's what I'm saying.
Definitely. I bet you there's been double. There had to have been.
They play show flat. They show the flashbacks from the previous episode.
Yeah,
like, oh, back in 1996, Jessica was on as a baby. Like,
no one has thought about the repercussions of this though for the kid, because the kid, like, we're looking at. They always show the pictures of these kids, and they're tiny, they're little toddlers, or they're small, you know? These are full-ass adults now, and they are on TV as children watching their whore mothers scream into the ground while an old man leans over top of them, consoling them, because she didn't know whose ejaculate was potent.
Could have been anybody.
I mean, think about that shit.
And she claims she knew for sure.
She knew this for guy. Sure. And then it always goes
and then
the same.
The kid has never seen this guy in his or her
yeah,
life.
No, that's not Uncle Teddy.
Yeah.
That's just some dude. And he's like, "Well, I got to know you boned my mom." Like, how
oh, look,
often
it's a guy who had sex with my mom.
Yeah. And that poor kid whose mom was on there like 11 times.
Right.
He's like, "I am looking into the face of all of these guys boned my mother." No one's thinking about the repercussions.
And on
of
top
that.
Of that, there's always the episodes where the guy has a wife or a girlfriend, and she's there yelling at, like, they bring everybody.
They gotta. Jody, the next man. Oh, bring the crew.
Is this only a compilation of You Are Not the Fathers?
I'm not.
That's all we've heard so far.
Here we go.
In the case of case of 4-year-old Hashan. Gerald, you are not.
Oh!
Shit. Shit. I like how at a certain point they started lighting the back. They start. Oh, double. Double. Oh. Both his kids aren't his.
In the case of 4-year-old Jamaria Roosevelt, you are not.
Oh.
Roosevelt's breakdancing.
Yeah, the guys are always like fucking breakdancing and shit. They're trying to like hit on women in the crowd. Like, yeah. You know, baby, I'm shooting blanks.
What's
Maury
up?
Just said so. I told you this whole time.
I've been dumping clips in that broad for years. Oh, it's so sad. It's so sad. It's so sad. And this is what, this is like the modern day gladiatorial combat. That's what this is. Like,
oh, absolutely.
You look, you know, you read about that shit and you're like, people watched these lions rip apart these Christians and that was fun. And then like, and especially now in this super woke time we live in,
mm-hmm.
how are people still watching this shit?
Yeah,
in
man.
Fucking 10 years, they're going to look back and be like, this is the most tragic day of this person's life. And we all just,
we all just watched it
forever. We love that stuff. I mean, people had T-shirts that said you're not the father. Like, what a cruel society we are.
But no. Not to piggyback too much on that, can you find any footage of the before stuff, the lead-up stuff, when they're, like, talking to the camera and the woman is all like, Maury, this is why I know that he is the father and all this shit, and then the dad, and then the stuff that the potential father is saying that, like, because they're always yelling and there's this dramatic music, like... You know what I'm talking about, right?
I do,
there was
I
like
do.
Always the lead up stuff, the introduction before they come out. Because then they would come out, they came down that staircase. You know what I mean? On the right hand side of the stage, they would come down the staircase, and the crowd would either be booing them or screaming at them.
Professional wrestling. Okay. 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 Okay.
Everyone, please welcome Cynthia back to the Maury Show.
Back.
Cynthia has mixed feelings about returning to the show to find the father of her 4-year-old son, Michael. You see? On one hand, Cynthia...
You see?
Look at Michael. Michael's now 4.
Can I see this?
She feels ashamed that she has already DNA tested 6 men.
No!
But on the other
Michael,
hand,
who's Cynthia, your dad?
She's hopeful that the 7th man, whose name is Melson, will be proven to be Michael's dad. Watch this.
My journey on this show
this is what I was talking about.
Not been easy. I've had so many ups and downs.
You are not top. What I told you.
When were the ups? She said so many ups and downs.
I was so thankful when I was able to prove who the father was of my daughter Cassandra and my son Malik.
When it comes to 3-month-old Malik, you are the father.
Oh.
When it comes to 11-month-old Cassandra, Chris, you are the father.
But there has been a huge void in my heart because after testing 6 men,
we're just
I
watching Maury.
This is our Maury. Podcast.
This is what we're doing on our podcast.
You are not.
I was humiliated. I was destroyed. I was ashamed.
Oh.
I have made it my life's mission to find Michael's father.
Her life's
By
mission.
By the grace of God, I now know. That Melson is Michael's
Melson.
Father.
Fucking Melson. Not Nelson.
Nope. All right.
Now, I want to hear Melson, though.
Do you?
I do.
To our...
I missed him,
you spent a long time
to
on
our
show.
Listeners.
I want to hear right, Melson Maury. Say right. his side of it.
Guys, listen, this isn't me. This is him. I'm just going to let him do
I'm
it.
I'm just saying, that's the point. Like, they have every reason why.
Okay. I'll skip ahead, and I'll get to Melson's story. Guy's name is Melson. I mean, come on. Melson?
Melson on Maury.
Melson Namdella.
No, but like I always love like they don't do they not have it?
Oh, okay.
I want Melson to tell us
Melson
why
says.
He's not the father.
Melson has a quote here. Let's see what's
okay. You interrupted his bingo game.
No.
And he said that Cynthia can take the G-O out of bingo and G-O, go away from me. I'm not her.
Fucking Melson.
Sick burn, Melson.
Bringing the fire.
They're trying to create a world in which she is not the villain here. Like, 7 guys.
I lived in Florida. I moved back to North Carolina on my mission.
How'd you have time?
And when I got there, I went back to the bingo where I met him at. Right. And he's real rude, wow. Disrespectful.
He's real rude.
Did you interrupt his game?
Sure did.
Okay.
I want to hear Melson's
side
of this.
I know you do, and we're going to find it. We'll get there. They gotta
where play. Is Melson?
He's backstage. Look at him. He's mean mugging. Okay. Oh, okay. He's getting booed. Who are these people that are... How do you boo Melson?
He's there.
He showed up.
I always do that shit where they pick the chair up and they move it across the stage. Like, I'm not sitting
that's
next
bold.
To
this. I'm not sitting next to this pig.
How you gonna say that's not your son, Melson? You could just say that
you
is
only
a
got the same nose, that's it.
There it is. There it is.
All babies look alike, right?
They look the same.
Okay. I sleep around, but you won't think about me sleeping around.
I slept around. Nasty. Melson, I'm with you.
Melson, I'm... I mean, if it's his kid, it's his kid. But fuck.
I mean...
Blotting my numbers at bingo. I was
like
just
you
blotting
always
them, blotting
do.
Them, blotting
nothing new.
And you were winning.
All right, it's all right, though. Yeah,
you
I was winning.
Made him at the
I was winning.
In bingo.
And then what happened? And what happened
you
after she interrupted you?
At bingo.
What happened after she interrupted you?
I looked up like she was standing in front of me, and she talking about give me some money.
Money not
so
an issue.
Sean, I just want to point out that we are just watching Maury Povich.
All right, let's skip to the end. Let's find out if Melson is the... Because now you want to know.
I do want to know.
Absolutely, you want to know.
All right.
This isn't exactly what I was looking for, but it's fine.
I mean...
I was talking about, like, the pre-recorded video.
I got you.
Yeah, like black and white shaky camera shit.
Cynthia's four-year
all right, here we go.
Adventure here with Michael is over or not. In the case of four-year-old Michael Melson... You are not.
Oh, shit.
Oh, Melson. Thank you, sir.
He's not throwing a fit. Yeah. He's just. He shook Maury's hand.
You know why?
Because
he's a real man.
Because he's got bingo to play.
He's got, you know, it takes a lot. It takes a lot to get there. That crowd booed him on the way in.
Uh-huh.
But still, she claiming people may not fall.
Oh, my God.
We find out. Cynthia, you want to apologize to him?
Apologize? I thought it was.
Oh, now I feel bad. Oh, now
God.
It's a wolf.
It's so gross. No, don't feel bad. Don't feel bad. That means 7 guys. She got pregnant. She had one. She had presumably in this menstrual cycle, she banged upward of 8 men in a 4-week period.
Right.
At least 8 in a 4-week period.
Yeah.
That's putting in work. I get that, again, woke times, not trying to slut shame.
Oh, not at all.
I'm saying.
Like, you do what you want.
She is a busy gal.
She's yelling at this guy.
She is yelling. I know it was this time. I get it. Shit happens. I understand. Sometimes.
You do your thing.
You do your thing. There's a thing that happens, and you're like, all right, well, you know, we got a kid. And the guy's like, man, I don't know, we got a kid. Like, I get it. I get it. 8? At least eight?
It's a lot.
That's an awful lot. That's a lot. She is an industrious young woman.
And that's just one kid. She's been on the show how many times did it
say? She trades in pee-pee, and she's moving a lot of units. That's all I'm saying. She is the sausage king of Chicago. But this is going to be...
I think Maury's shot in Chicago, too.
It is. This is going to be our legacy. This is what I'm saying.
Right.
Like, we're going to have global warming. We're going to kill the Earth. We're responsible for that. We're responsible for the misery. We're taking joy from this.
Right.
This woman's life is ruined. She made a series, maybe a dozen, really bad decisions in a short period of time.
Right.
And has spent a long time trying to figure out but who cares? At this point, who cares? Who cares? What's the point here? It's not like you had some intense relationship and it was awesome and it like whatever and you want to reconnect.
Right.
It could be you're throwing a fucking dart at a balloon in a game. And you're like, I don't know, one of you guys busted.
Right.
I mean,
clearly. Had to happen.
I don't get it.
As a child, I had a theory about Maury and Jerry Springer.
Yeah.
As a child. Because my grandmother hit a point where her doctor told her not to watch Jerry Springer or professional wrestling. because because she would get angry and yell at the TV.
That's so adorable.
And it made her heart fucking like race and shit. So the doctor told her, like, you need to stop watching these shows, Beatrice.
That's so good. Her name was Beatrice?
Yes.
That's wonderful.
And, yeah. So, but she still watched the shit. And I remember watching Jerry Springer, like, as a kid, and I started having, like, theories about it. I was like, Grandma, you realize whoever comes out first is the good guy. It doesn't matter if they're cheating on someone else or being cheated on. Doesn't matter. Whoever comes out first is the good guy. Doesn't matter the situation.
Yeah.
Because then the audience hears their story.
Right.
And then they're on their side.
Unless they're an
asshole. Fuck whoever comes out next.
Unless they're an asshole.
It's rare.
It's rare, but it's a good move. It can be effective.
But it's a power move. I'm just saying, whoever comes out first is typically the good guy. They could come out and say, like, I'm here to tell my boyfriend or girlfriend of 10 years that I've been cheating on them with their cousin.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Cousin.
Cousin.
That's how they would say it.
But it's because he or she beats me or he or she is abusive. Like, they flip it. You know what
right,
I mean?
Right,
they make it so, like, they, like, oh, or even if it's something as simple as, like, because they're never there for me, I'm always alone, I'm always, like, and then their cousin took care of me.
Yeah.
So you flip it. You flip it, man, and whoever comes out second is the bad guy.
But, and even that, it's just such weird manipulation, right? There's a producer in the front row.
No, 100%.
Standing up,
yeah,
doing double thumbs down, yeah, going, boo, everybody goes, boo, right? If
yeah,
you
of
if you
course,
had a real
man.
Reaction to these people, it would be stone silent, empathetic, dread, mm-hmm, and like it would be gasping and like, oh my God.
Holy shit.
Jesus fucking, why are we watching this? It's so weird. And then all of that stuff turned into Dr. Phil, which is even crazier.
Mm-hmm. And now we got Cash Me Outside Girl, which makes no fucking sense to me. The fact that this girl,
oh my God,
like got famous, infamous.
Yes.
By being a little bitch.
Yeah.
And is now fucking rich and famous.
Based on a TV show that is about one of the most intimate things that you can do as a person,
mm-hmm,
and like have a therapy session with a professional.
Right.
Like a quiet, safe place where you can put it all out there,
uh-huh,
and have it reflected back and get some like wisdom and try to better yourself. We've turned that into public spectacle.
Right.
And people watch The Bachelor and shit. I don't
fuck
watch
that show.
I don't
man.
Watch The Bachelor.
How do people watch that shit?
But I know for a fact that there's this whole part in The Bachelor where The Bachelor brings the contestants somewhere, mm-hmm, like for sexy time.
Right.
And then he just
and that's
runs
just part of the show.
He just runs all these chicks down. All of them. He runs it on all. He runs down every one of these girls. Their families are watching the show.
Right.
Their friends are watching the show.
Yeah.
They all know that it's going to happen. Like, they all understand that at the end of the show, if they make it far enough,
uh-huh,
his prize before he chooses is to take them to like a castle somewhere, mm-hmm, and bang the back out of them in the same room.
Mm-hmm.
You know, not together, but in the same, like this
right.
is in this, see this bed.
Right.
Well, last night,
you're here. Night
Chandra
three,
was here.
So.
And before that was Brittany.
Right.
I have been getting a lot of butt in this room.
Yeah. And it's the same thing for both of those. Like
Bachelorette, same
yeah,
situation.
Same shit.
That chick is just putting in work and we're all like, oh, I don't know if he's a good match. What? I'm not a Puritan any stretch of the word. I'm just saying that's where we are.
And it's on fucking ABC.
It's on ABC.
It's not like it's on fucking like E or some shit.
It's on ABC at like 9 o'clock, 8 o'clock at night.
That's primetime
like that.
TV.
Yeah. Yeah. You're hanging out with
it's
your
It's one of
mom.
The few shows that people are still like, hey, did you see the fucking Bachelor?
Yeah, did you watch the Bachelor this week?
There really aren't many shows like that anymore, but that this is one of them.
Right.
It's fucking Game of Thrones, which isn't even on anymore. Walking Dead,
right?
And like, hey, did you catch The Bachelorette?
Yeah. And that's a show where if you go home to visit your mom and you're like, you know, you stay for dinner, you're hanging out, and then it's on
right.
in the background. She's like, would you want to hang out for a minute? And then before you know it, you're watching
this, you're watching The Bachelorette,
and this chick is about to get filled out by this line of guys,
uh-huh,
who's just like, so So Tuesday, I'm going. Like, it feels like it's different for The Bachelorette, right? Because the guys are just like, oh, we're all going to do this, huh?
Right, like every contestant on the show is like, hey, we all did this, right?
We're all going to do this.
I don't know. I've literally never watched one episode of any of those shows, but they're always on the background.
Yeah.
It's just, yeah.
The Bachelor takes these chicks for a test drive.
Right. That's always been my understanding of how that goes.
Crazy.
And then
shit?
At the end, when it's down to like, what, two or three or whatever, they go meet the families.
Yes. Yes. Shit. He goes and meets the families. And I'm going to shake this dad's hand. I'm like, listen, Bill, last night, I went to the lighthouse with Bethany. Tomorrow night, I'm going to take your little girl, Megan, there. But Thursday. Yeah,
weather's supposed to turn, so we're going to stay on the beach.
There's going
to
be a shot in this show where the cameras are going to follow us into this room. I'm going to shut the door.
Mm-hmm.
Then there's going to be some like lav mic still on.
Yeah, there's just a like, oh, like,
the sound, like it sounds a little bit like that. It's like, And you'd be like, what are they doing? Yeah. And then a little, and then it'll go black, and it'll be the credits. You're like, oh, well, there you go. Yeah. There you go.
Oh, they fucking.
Oh, they fucking.
And then the first time that ever happened, people were probably like, oh, he's going to pick her.
They seem to have a real connection.
Oh, good. He made his choice 3 weeks in.
Yeah.
That's incredible.
What are they going to do with the rest of the show?
What are they going to do with the rest of this show?
7 days later. Oh, he's a lucky guy, isn't he? Well, this is going to be tough for him. Feast or famine. They say this guy's hard on his luck. He can't find a fiance. He's swimming in vaginas.
Wasn't there a fake show? It was a real show, but it was like a fake millionaire. It was like The Bachelor, but they said the guy was like a millionaire.
Average Joe.
No, Average Joe. Was that Average Joe?
Yeah. It was on like one of the upper channels.
I think Average Joe was the show where it was a fake reality show for the one person.
Oh.
It was a fake show. And the guy gets it to the end and then doesn't win. He like flips shit and stuff and then finds out at the end that it was all a setup.
Like Windy City Heat. Remember that shit?
No.
It was a movie where they convinced a crazy person that he was the star of a movie and then they made a movie around it. It's crazy. You got to check it out.
I will.
Windy City Heat.
But no, Average Joe, I think, was everybody on the show was an actor except for one person who thought it was a real reality, like a real, like,
yes.
What do you want? What
like Survivor
it? Yeah,
style.
But it was like in a house and some shit. And they had like to do shit every week and they're all like competing for money. And at the end they like gave him money.
Right.
I think the guy's name was Joe.
That makes sense.
Yeah. But no, then there was a show where it was like, they said the guy was like a millionaire, but he was really like a plumber or something.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, okay. I kind of remember
it was
this.
Like The Bachelor, but they didn't say
so. It was kind of like what's that show about the bosses, where the boss hides?
Oh yeah.
See, because I can get behind that. That shit.
Undercover
I like.
Boss.
Undercover Boss. I like I Undercover fuck with Boss. That. Yeah, I mean, it's always on like after football or something, you know. But I always get into it because it's always I love to see a boss of like a giant company meet some shitbag employee like me.
Right.
Like it's always like me. And I'm like, oh, this is totally me. And the guy's like, I fucking hate this place. Yeah. He's talking to the owner of the company, like, really? Yeah, they say
the guy who owns this place a real prick.
Yeah, he's a real Yeah, usually I just sleep all day in the bathroom. I just first thing I do, you know, I'm like,
I know
it's
your first day.
let me give you the tips. Right. After you watch the training video. So I love it when they catch those guys, but then they always have that moment of humility, like later,
right.
You know, and then it turns out
there's always one employee who's a dick who gets fired. And there's always an employee
that
who's
one
like
guy.
Really sweet. And
yes. And then nice. they end up going like way off the rails and doing something crazy for them.
Yeah.
There was one, I should have looked it up. I don't know. Maybe next time. There was a really great one. The owner was like crying and he hooked this chick up and he just kept giving her stuff. And I was like, fucking love this. I mean, it's like a feel good type of vibe.
Right.
But all the rest of this shit, rehab, celebrity rehab. That's tough too, man. That's another gladiatorial thing, right? I mean,
yeah, that's another one that's like
people right.
You want to see these people who have fallen so far from grace.
Yeah,
like that's exactly what it is,
and that's how they start them all.
And
they're
so
like,
you can like it's so people can feel better about themselves.
Oof, that's dark to think.
That's
of.
Why people watch Maury and Jerry Springer and, you know, Celebrity Rehab and even The Bachelor, really. It's like, because people get fucking in yelling and screaming matches on every reality show.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's not like that. And then there's the shows where people are competing for money, but you got to watch them do bullshit to win it.
When Survivor came out, it was a novel.
I remember when Survivor first came out, and I was like, I can get really into this. That's
kind of cool.
It's a cool idea for a show, but now it's so fucking played.
Yeah, dude.
And it's
there's been like 40 seasons.
Yeah,
as soon as you figure out the thing, like the first season or second season, whenever it was, when they were like, oh wait a minute, we'll make an alliance.
Yeah,
they're still trying to get like the strategy of the game.
Right.
But by the time the third season airs, like, everybody's been watching. So they're like, well, you're the Richard and you're the this and I'm the this and I'm not going to be a this. And this right. So they have all of this data.
So basically it's like, oh, we'll just team up.
We'll play the game.
Just
right.
Don't be a dick and we'll win.
That's it. Like at the end, it just comes down to pass your challenges. Don't be a dick. And then someone's going to have to stab somebody and, you know.
Right.
And so that's not fun. That's just, you're just playing the game. It's just the game. But again, marketing. They really convinced us all to watch
that
shit.
Sure, of course. Well, yeah, the first couple seasons. And then you realize all the shit's like fake.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? Because then that was in reality shows like infancy, when you didn't realize reality shows were actually bullshit.
Oh, Temptation Island.
Yeah, that's a thing, right? And that's fucking stupid.
Holy shit. That show was so evil. It was like, here's 12 super hot 25-year-old people. Here they are. Right. Look at them.
Just watch them.
Put them on this island.
Uh-huh.
In like Fiji, the whole island is nothing but hot tubs and lube and oysters. Every one of these people, they're together. They're couples.
Uh-huh.
Now we're gonna split them all up.
Yep.
And we're gonna see who gets busy.
Right.
We're gonna see how many relationships we can wreck tonight.
Yeah.
Holy shit! What a shitty, shitty, shitty show. And all of them, none of them were like,
do you want to question your own relationship?
Yeah.
Next on Temptation Island.
And none of them were like, well, you know, I'm on the fence, Joe. And, you know, they were like,
and you know why you're there.
Yeah.
They all know why they're there.
But they were like, nothing could tempt me. I love Linda more than I love anything. She's the person for me. You know, you just meet your person. She's my person.
Right.
Joe is my person. We're just each other's person. And fucking 2 weeks later, she's in a hot tub riding fucking Randy. And, you know, and then she's crying. And then Joe finds out. And you're like, why have I been watching this?
Right. But then you find out week one, Joe was plowing Tracy the whole time.
Plowing Tracy. It didn't take him long. Mm-hmm. As soon as they split him up, he found a parking spot for his junk. It's the second it happened. Yeah. But we watch it because we still have that shitty gladiator.
Right.
Hey, what's up, Chris? Gladiatorial instinct to get in there and find perverse joy and perverse pain.
Uh-huh.
Isn't it crazy? It's crazy.
That's all. It's us feeling better about ourselves by watching people go through shit. That's why we watch My 600-Pound Life. It's why we watch Hoarders. It's why we watch Rehab or fucking Intervention, shit like that. You're watching these people go through the worst moments of their lives so you can feel better about yourself.
Yeah. Yeah. I think that's an arguable point. Yeah. But then why do we watch Storage Wars?
I don't know. Because it's exciting.
I mean, is it?
I don't know.
Storage Wars leads to Hoarders.
I like Storage Wars.
And Hoarders leads to 600-Pound Life. See, they're all connected.
Right. One thing leads to another.
Right.
Yeah, there's going to be episodes of that where it's just like this woman who's on Maury.
She's like, no, it started on Temptation Island. Everything was fine until she went to Temptation Island.
Right.
And that was the moment that changed everything.
Everything.
She got cheated on. She fell apart. She ended up hoarding because it's for the sense of control that she lost when she gave up.
That's what it is.
Right?
Yep.
And then she stopped taking care of herself. 600-pound life.
Uh-huh.
So it just continues.
Worse and worse. And then after she dies. You need to have an intervention.
Right? Intervention, right. Yep. Which, and then she ends up in Celebrity Rehab because after she loses the weight.
She got famous because she was on all these shows.
Yeah. She lost all the weight, but then she turned to drugs and alcohol. ends up on rehab, mm-hmm. And then Storage Wars finds her locker full of shit after she's been dead for
right.
3 to 5 years.
And it starts the cycle all over again.
Yeah, and it just starts the cycle. It's a vicious cycle.
But it gives us TV to watch. You know what I like? I like Traffic. Is it Parking Wars?
Parking Wars. I remember Parking Wars.
I like Parking Wars. I don't know. You know why I like Parking Wars? It's because people are getting tickets for their shit. Everybody who gets a ticket on that show deserves to be getting a ticket.
So it's a little bit like...
Because they're
like
breaking the rules.
You like to see justice served.
I love watching justice be served.
So do I.
And that's why I love Parking Wars, because they'll get a ticket. They'll be parked in front of like a fire hydrant. You know what I mean? And then they'll get a ticket. And then the person comes running out of the barbershop with their head half shaved. And they'll be like, no, man, no, that's my car. I'm just getting a quick haircut. And they're like, yeah, well, you parked in front of a fire hydrant, so you're going to get a ticket. No, I was just going to be in and out. I don't care.
Yeah.
You were parked in front of a fire hydrant. It's illegal. I'm going to give you a ticket.
Yeah.
I love that shit.
Yeah.
Love
yeah,
it.
Yeah,
or when people's fucking cars are impounded, and then guys will roll up with their mom because their mom is the one who has the car registered and shit. And then the mom would be like, why'd you repo my car, son? Or my son's car? Or not repo it, but why'd you tow my son's car? And when it's really her car, you know, and then the guy's just like, I was just trying to bust a nut. And like, it don't, like they always say that shit to the camera, but then they talk to their mom, and it's just like, mom, I was just trying to save a cat from a tree. It's always shit like that. Oh, I fucking love it.
You're a fan
I don't know.
Of justice being served.
Yes.
I'm the same way.
I love the woman at the window who was all like, do you have your registration? No, I don't have my registration. Then you can't have your car back.
Yeah.
I love it. I don't know what it is. Like, because like there's a strict set of rules and you have to fucking follow them. And you will not get your car back if you do not have your fucking registration.
Yeah.
I love it.
Yeah. I understand.
And they even say, like, look, if your registration's in your car, we'll let you into the lot to go get it.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know where it is.
Sorry.
Then you're not getting your car.
What do you think that is? Do you think it's because like you have to abide by these rules too, and it's not? Do you think it's that, and that people like trying to circumvent it?
Well, I think every day in our lives we see people who break, you know, the social rules that we've kind of established.
Yeah.
Whether they're real laws or just bullshit laws of like put your cart back when you're done with it, the shot in the parking lot.
Yeah.
Shit like that. You know what I mean? So it's you see people throughout the... Like, I saw a cop on his cell phone today. I hate that shit.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, I literally on my way here, there was a cop, like, talking with his phone to his ear, which is illegal in the state of fucking New York.
Yeah.
Which it should be. I get it. That's fine.
Yeah.
But, like... So every day you see this shit. Like, asshole parking in a handicap spot. There was a guy at work last week who I think heard me say some shit. Because I was in the store shooting a video, and this guy comes rolling in with his two kids. He parks right out front, not even in a handicap spot, but in the fucking like loading area, like where it's all crossed off and shit. He just rolls up, parks right in front of the front door. And I'm like, this fucking guy. He rolls in, and the first words out of his mouth is like, all right, here's the problem. No, like, hey, how's it going? Can you give me like, no, because he had a problem with like his pool. You know what I mean? So he's like, here's the problem. Now I have people coming this weekend. You need to fix, like, he was just this dick the whole time. And he had two kids with him, and you're like, well, great. Those are two more. This asshole made two more assholes.
Yep.
Fuck. Like, great. Now, this is what we have to look forward to. This son of a bitch made two more assholes that are going to be entered into the world. Great. And then he fucking was walking out, and that's when I saw that he had parked out front. And I was like, oh, this motherfucker can just park wherever he wants. And he looked back at me, and I think he heard me. So I was a little concerned for a second. But nothing happened, so I think it's okay.
I hate people.
But that's my point.
I'm with you.
Like, so if that guy had gotten a ticket, he couldn't say shit.
No.
Are you going to deny the fact that you parked like a dick?
Yeah.
Because you were not supposed
to? Because you were more important.
Because you're more important than anybody else in this parking lot. Because what you're doing, people justify it. You know what I mean? They won't say like, oh, I'm more important, so I get to park here. But they justify it in their head by saying like, oh, I'm just going to be in and out.
Yeah.
How many people here are just going to be in and out?
Everybody.
Everybody who's going to the store is just going to be in and out of that store.
Yeah.
So I love parking wars because it's people getting their shit like in check.
That's that shit at the grocery stores and shit, like here where we live.
Yeah.
People just pull right up to the door. And you're like,
oh, my God.
What are you doing?
Like, oh, I'm just
waiting for my wife.
I don't give a fuck about
you or your idiot wife. I don't care. I couldn't care. I don't care if your wife is crippled. I don't care if she's coming out with a thousand grocery bags. None of this means anything to me because everybody in this parking lot would like to park right in front of the door.
Yeah, we'd love to.
Your dumbass thinks that you can.
Target's the worst. because people who shop at Target are assholes. I mean, I shop at Target. But you know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah. Well, they're the entitled assholes. Walmart across the street are just the idiot assholes. That's the difference. Mm-hmm. They just go like, well, I don't care. I'm fucking do.
Right.
And at Target, that's...
They're
Target.
Assholes everywhere. And every asshole thinks that the other assholes are worse.
Yeah.
It's fucking...
Everybody's an asshole is what it comes down to.
It's true.
So why do we continue to hold a mirror against ourselves to see this shit happen on TV every day? We have
no, because they're worse assholes.
But that is...
That's what it that is. It's worse assholes because...
But look how bad they've gotten. Look how bad they've had to get in order to be worse assholes.
Exactly.
If you had watched a reality show in the 50s, it would be like, can you believe that asshole? He wore his hat into church. Like, that right. would be the offense. And now it's women on fucking like Bad Girls Club, like dragging each other across the room by their hair, mm-hmm. and like pissing on the side of the road and throwing fucking bottles at people.
Right.
And you're like, this is what
yeah, and it's
our
like,
bar is.
Yeah, and like Real Housewives shit.
Yeah.
Yeah, Real Housewives of Atlanta. Because really what it is, you just have people back home being like, well, money can't buy you happiness.
Yeah.
Fuck you. They're happy. Don't you worry about them. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, so you just have to, it's just a reason for people to like look at other people and feel better about their shit, even though they suck.
Okay.
We all suck. But the problem is watching a TV show isn't going to make me forget how shitty I am, I guess.
You know, they have you heard of this shit, this IRL shit on Twitch?
In real life?
Yeah. Where
on Twitch? Yeah, what do you mean?
Like it's like a thing that people are doing on Twitch where they'll just stream their lives.
Oh yeah. Yeah, yeah.
But
yeah.
Like the average shoot is like 8 hours or 10 hours.
Right.
That's ridiculous. That's a ridiculous thing to
it's
do.
It's just they leave their webcam on. That's all it is.
No, these people are on the street and shit. Oh. These people are constantly the star of their
just
own
live
reality show. Yeah, and people like Andy Milonakis has got like a you know, remember how Justin was telling us about the backpacks with the batteries and the cell towers and
right,
stuff?
Right.
Well, that's like that's what he has set up now. He's walking around like that, just constantly streaming.
Mm-hmm.
That's such a crazy way. That's the ultimate form of escapism. Like, mm-hmm. There is nothing left. You need to watch a live stream of somebody else's boring ass life.
Right.
It's not like these people are like doing incredible things. It's not like, oh, I wonder what it's like to, you know.
It's not like I'm cliff diving today.
Yeah.
No, it's just like, well, I'm going to the store.
Yeah.
And need some milk. Then I might come home. I don't even know if I'm going to drink the milk now. I'm just going to put it in the fridge. Yeah. And then I'm going to
use it tomorrow.
I'll probably watch 3 hours of Storage Wars, and then if it's still on, keep watching it. If not, I'll go. But I'll be on my phone the whole time. I don't know. That's probably what I'm gonna do.
A crazy way to live. We have reached a crazy time in our history, a very very crazy time.
Because we have access to everything.
Everything, and we have access to everything that so much of everything. That the mundane has become entertaining.
Well, like, it pisses me off when people are like, oh, 50 years ago, people weren't like this. Well, like, yeah, but they didn't have what we have now. If they had what we have now, they'd be doing the same shit.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, we just had time to fucking, like, marvel in it at first, and then all of a sudden you start realizing the bullshit things you can do. At first, it was like, holy shit, I'm messaging a person in China right now. That's amazing, right? In my home. Can you believe it? In no time. And then it's like, oh shit, look at all these other things we can do on the internet. You know what I mean? Like, all the important things have been done. That's how it feels. I'm sure that's not true. You know what I'm saying? But like, you know, average people are going to do average things on the internet. So,
I guess.
Average boring things. We're recording a podcast.
Yeah, and I know.
Because we're just assuming people are going to listen to this.
That's not why I do this.
No, but I'm saying like...
I do this because it's an excuse to hang out with you once a week.
You need an excuse?
Yeah.
Wow.
Once a week, we get together and we talk shit. And it's more about making each other laugh and shit than anything
Absolutely, else. Absolutely, 100%.
And it's just a document. But
shit still gets uploaded to the internet.
It does. It does. It does. Every asshole's got a podcast. Yeah. We're two of those assholes.
Great. We're just contributing to
the organism, the super organism.
Yeah.
That's it.
Put our names on the list. That's all it is.
Except the list, the Luminary list. You take our names off that
list. Fuck Luminary. But you can keep us on Spotify, iTunes. See what I did?
I did, and you were so quick, and I thought I was on top of shit. I was like, I really thought for a second, I'm like, oh yeah, I'm going to tee him up, and then I'm going to fucking come in like a pimp.
Yeah, it's okay. I think you do a great job. We're on iTunes. We're on Spotify. We're on Instagram, @HardOnPod, @HardOnPod on Twitter, Facebook.com.
You post anything on any of that shit.
I kind of picked it back up today, actually.
Yeah?
Expect things. Things are happening. They are. All right. I promise you things are happening on the social.
All right.
And you can also go to hardonpodcast.com/episodes to find every single one of these motherfuckers. Jay.
Yeah.
I hate to ask. Was it good for you?
Baby. You know it was.
Ooh.